Dean, please, you're turning red. Just take a breath. Like I tell my students, better to step back and calm down. Look, you can always lecture me again later when you've refocused. No, I'm not trying to condescend to you. You're absolutely right. I shouldn't have left a student alone in my classroom. I know it's against policy and I understand the consequences if someone gets hurt. But I also know that, you know, it was a stupid mistake, an oversight, that I don't make a habit of it, and that I realised right away that I'd messed up, and that's why I reported it to you right away. So it makes me wonder, exactly why are you so upset? Well, sometimes I don't know. It seems like you like to get upset with me. You'd like to let me stand here in front of your desk like a naughty schoolgirl, and you like to lecture me. Is that true? Because, honestly, I can see how worked up you get, and it's not proportional. Well, as the dean, you have every right and responsibility to let me know if I need to do things differently, and I accept that. But it just sometimes seems like this all has nothing to do with what I actually did or didn't do. It sometimes seems like you're looking for an excuse. Is that right? Are you looking for reasons to bring me in here? We talked already about that incident and we settled it. So why am I here? Really? Tell me, because I'm not getting it. Well, look, this isn't the first time either. It's like a pattern with you. You're constantly calling me in here to address issues that have already been resolved. There really is no reason for me to be here. Unless you have another reason. Is it because you like having me stand here? Well, you say no, but I don't believe it. You know, I can see your eyes. And I can see where you're looking, and it isn't my eyes. You aren't looking in my eyes, are you? You've got to know, I've seen you. I've seen you looking at me, at assembly, during staff meetings. I thought I was misreading it, but perhaps I wasn't. And now I'm thinking, I'm stood here, in front of your desk, for no reason. No justifiable reason at all. So, what do you want? Don't get embarrassed now. You've been looking at me like this for months. Well, that's okay. You can tell me. What do you want? What do you really, really want? Do you want to let go? Do you want to let someone else be in charge for a change? You can tell me. Look, you don't always have to be the one in charge, you know. It's okay to let go from time to time. It'd probably be good for you. Because if that is what you really want, I can do that for you. It is. Well, let's try that again. Be a good boy and tell me. Now, what are you looking at? Yes. Yes, you are. You're looking at my tits. You haven't taken your eyes off my tits since I walked into your office. That's right, isn't it? You enjoy looking at my tits, don't you, darling? What is it, do you think, that makes my tits so fascinating to you? Is it the way they're so round, so full? Do you like the way they bounce when I move? how they sway when I walk. Of course I know, silly boy. Do you think I just forgot to wear a bra today? I see you, sweetheart. I see the way your eyes follow me when I walk across the quad, how my ass catches your attention, and how you thirst after my breasts. Why don't I just loosen this tie? Will you be a good boy now and let me get you more comfortable? So happy you're ready to be my good boy. Even the dean needs to let someone else take charge from time to time. It's okay. I'll do it. You just relax, baby. You let mummy take care of you. Let mummy unbutton this shirt. That's it. That's it, baby. Good boy. Now stand up. You let mummy get the pants too. Such a good boy. How does that feel? All naked for mummy. What would the students say if they could see you being such a good boy for mummy? What do you think? I think they'd be proud of you, showing us how to follow directions so well. And I am proud of you, my darling, my good, good boy. Now, stroke that cock. Yeah, you make it fucking hard for me. Yes, well, harder. I can see you're already a bit excited. That's it, baby. You run your hand up and down. Yeah, you stand there and stroke that fucking cock for me. Oh, you're such a good boy. You listen so well. And I love it when you listen to me. There you go. Oh, is that some pre-cum already? Yeah, just at the tip there. I'll have to ask you to stop right there, baby. Because I'm a sucker for pre-cum. Mummy's going to have a little taste. So stay there, baby. Stay there. Oh, it's tasty. It's exactly as yummy as I thought. Just relax. Mummy's got you. So yummy. You know, I always imagine sucking your cock, but this, this is even better. So hard, but also so soft in my mouth. I love this ridge. I could run my tongue around it and over and over it all day. I love how your toes curl in the carpet when I lick just this little spot. And what if I take it deep? Does my good boy like it deep? You do like it deep. God, so good. to see what Mummy's tits look like out of this dress. These big, round tits that you've been lusting after. Would you like that, honey? Yeah, would you, sweetie? Oh, such a pretty yes, please. I thought you might like that, my beautiful boy. Here, let me just slip this off my shoulders. There. Is that how you imagined a baby? Yeah. Did you think about these tits at night, alone in your bed? Did you touch this gorgeous cock thinking about these tits? Would you like to touch them, darling? Is that what my good, good boy would like? Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, there you go, you can, yeah, just, run your hands over them, I love your hands on them, sweetheart, yeah, I love when you stroke them softly, that's it. Yeah, squeeze and tug lightly on my nipples. Mummy feels that right to her core. Would my good boy like a treat? Yeah, would you like to fuck these fucking tits? I thought you might, sweetheart. Well, I hoped you might. Here. Let me sit in this chair, yeah, and you just come right up to me. That's it. Come here. Yeah. Yes. You get your big hard cock ready. Yeah. You get it right between my tits there. Oh, there you go. Oh, I love to see your beautiful cock between my tits. Yeah. Do you like how that looks? Oh, my sweetheart. Oh, my lovely boy. Oh, what a sweet thing to say. I knew you deserved this treat. come on. That's it. Yeah, you stroke that cock between my tits. Let me just squeeze them while you fuck. That's it. Do you like that, darling? Do you like how my soft tits squeeze your beautiful cock while you fuck them? Yeah? Yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, what a good boy. What a good boy fucking Mummy's tits in this beautiful good boy cock. I've always loved the way it looks. I love to see a hard cock between my tits. It makes me feel like such a fucking woman. Come on, you fuck these tits, baby. Yeah, you fuck them. Yeah, let me do the work now, baby. Let me. Fuck this fucking cock with my tits. Yeah. Oh, do you like that, baby? Yeah? Do you like seeing Mummy jerking her tits up and down at your cock? Yeah? Oh, fuck. Oh, God, this makes me so hot. What do you think? Can my good boy fuck his mummy? Yeah? Yeah, maybe? Right here? Over your big, important desk? Would you like to fuck me right here in your office? Where you like to lecture me? I'd like that too, baby. I like that so much. Let's move these papers. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, just push them on the ground. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Mommy's just going to lean here right over your desk. That's it. Yeah. Let me just pull up the hem of this dress. Yeah. And, you can put that hard cock right in my pussy. Yeah. Oh, baby, I'm so wet for you. Watching you fuck my tits made me so fucking wet. Okay, yeah. Ooh, just push. Ah, right into me. Yes, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. That's... Oh, God. Fuck. That's it. Yeah, you fucked me, baby. Yeah. Oh, God. Fuck, yes. Yeah, you fucked me hard. That's it. You just give Mummy that hard fucking cock. Yeah, that's it, baby. You got it. Ooh. Yeah, you just show me how hard you can fuck me. Yeah. How much you want me. Oh, Jesus. Fuck me, baby. Fuck me. That's it. That's my good boy. That's my beautiful boy. Oh, fucking me with that hard, hard cock. Oh, Lord, that's good. I love how you fuck me, darling. I love how you pound my pussy. That's it. Oh, baby. Oh, darling, be a good boy and fuck me harder. Faster. Yeah. Yeah, you fuck Mummy as hard as you can and make me come. You make me come so hard, my beautiful boy. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, I love it. I love it when you fuck me. Yeah, he's such a good fucking boy. Such a goddamn good fucking boy. That's it. Yeah. Yes. Oh, God, baby. Keep going. Okay, you keep going. Mm-hmm. You are. You're gonna make me fucking come. Can you? Yeah. Can you come with me, baby? Yeah. Oh, God. Come on. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. That's it. Oh, fuck. Yeah. That's it. That's it. I'm close. I'm fucking close. Oh, guys, come in, baby. Give me that good boy load. Just. Oh, God. Fuck, yes. Do it. Come for me. Come for me. Come. Come with me. God. Fuck. Yeah, I want it all. I want it all. Such a good boy. Oh, fuck yes. That's my good boy. You're such a good boy, aren't you? Oh, God. Oh, God. Holy fuck. Wow. You are such a good boy. Yeah, you gave Mummy exactly the present she wanted. And you? Well, you're a little bit of a mess there, Dean. Can I clean you off? How's that, honey? All better? I thought that might be exactly what you needed. You know, Dean, I'm always happy to be your mummy. There's no need to yell quite so much.